Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, they are in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road on the south side of the street. That's the area of the road where it's just one direction going one way and another direction going the other way, and a whole lot of nothing in between anything, I guess. So there you go. They are at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. If you want to check in with them, they can, at their website, you can look into a brand new golf cart, maybe from Yamaha, if that's your thing. They've got a fantastic selection of golf carts there in stock. They can customize them to have them look any way you want. A full service department, making things easy for you in case you need any maintenance done, all at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Hope you're doing fantastic. I know we are here. Not so much, though, for areas north of the hard living line. The ice hit north of the HLL, and it has just kicked everybody's ass. So much so that Q100 off the air, like the radio station has no power, they have no internet, nothing. They are dead in the water. Everybody is up there. Now, you get north of the hard living line, it's not very densely populated at all. You know, to communicate with your neighbors, you have to do it like Lord of the Rings style and like light a giant torch. And then hopefully they see it and then they'll light their torch. And then you got to send a raven with a message. Everything is just a disaster. So I understood that there was supposed to be an ice storm that hit north of that bridge, the Mackinac Bridge, which people love that bridge, but it's horrible, okay? And it's not so much that the bridge itself is bad, it's what's on the other side of it. That is a third world country up there. It gets progressively worse as you approach the bridge, but once you are across the bridge, God help you. It is the equivalent of Mad Max, Road Warrior. David says there is great camping on the other side. Yeah, but you got to fight for your life. I have had very little experience up there other than once I went north of that bridge and I hated it. This ice storm was supposed to devastate the UP, the Upper Peninsula, and nobody cares about that. Then the forecast changed and folks in northern Lower Peninsula started to get hit. And it doesn't take very much ice coating trees for them to start falling apart, just cracking under the weight. And that actually happened. So a couple of folks from the radio station, I started communicating with them during the day yesterday. And trees were like cracking in half in the middle of the woods and just winding up everywhere. And so they started falling on power lines. and taking power poles down. The infrastructure in this hillbilly land is poor. So nearly the entire population north of the HLL has lost power, including the radio station. So I was tipped off, and so I didn't even broadcast today. All I did was what I would normally do, minus the broadcast to start the day. Jeremy brings up something that is on my mind. What is happening at Fear Bunker North? Because Fear Bunker North is absolutely right in the HLL zone, north of the HLL zone. And I'm a little concerned too. In fact, I'm going to make a special trip up Saturday to check out the road in. Now in my brain, because I mean, it's not my place is, so you'll be on a regular state road. It looks bombed out to begin with, one lane going one way, the other lane going the other way. You pass another state road. Now you're on this really rough road for a mile, and then you make a right onto a two-track. Okay, this is the type of place, road, where if there's another car coming your way as you travel at 15 miles an hour, you got to put your car into, like, the woods in order to, like, pass. Then I make a right into my driveway, which is a this long, winding down a valley, and there's trees everywhere. It's a tunnel of trees all around this place. And in my mind, they're all down. There's tons of down trees. So I'm making a special trip up there on Saturday. I have to actually be in Petoskey, Michigan, which is as high as you can go practically in the Lower Peninsula for a radio station event. And then while I'm heading up there, I will stop at some point, either on the way up or on the way back, to assess damage and determine the problems at Fear Bunker North. Now, fingers crossed that none of the structures that are on the property are damaged. I just don't want a tree falling on my stuff. I don't care about branches on the road. Aaron with a great line. And you know what? You've needed this. You've needed a solid joke because you've been nothing but hateful for months. So this is great. I'm very happy with this. This is a well thought out joke. Gonna need to suit up with the protective Crocs and your chainsaw and chainsaw those down trees. Exactly. See it now? Isn't that nice when you can actually say something that doesn't seem to be like some type of asshole comment? Isn't that a good feeling? It has to be. So no radio today for Q100, that is. And then here we are on show number 1,499. Tomorrow is 1,500 podcasts, 1,500 free podcasts, 1,500 Patreon podcasts. That's a lot of podcasts. Holy shit, who knew? Outside of my time on GRD, this is the most time that I have spent doing anything in all of my earning years. The most time in one place. It has been for some time. The most amount of time that I was in one place was GRD from June of 04 until February of 16, which is not 13 years, I believe. It would have to be June to be 12 years. Right? 4, 14, yes. So we are getting to a spot where on podcasting, with 1,499 episodes in the books and almost 6 years, 3 months in the books, I am getting dangerously close to the exact halfway of the amount of time that I've been doing this. Same half the amount of time as I was on GRD. Molly with an interesting question. Out of all of these shows, which one has been the best? Yeah, it's hard to say. I would like to just say that from my own personal standpoint, the best show that I've done is the latest show that I've done. And that is because of my intense humbleness and humility that allows me to say something so absurd. In all honesty, I don't really think I have a particular show that comes to mind, just moments on the show that strike me as I know that the jokes or the ridiculous story was landing particularly hard during the great Gary from the Men's Warehouse story. That has to be, I've said it many times, that is the most unbelievable thing that I have ever discussed in all of my years of talking into a microphone. Which, by the way, our beloved NFK, I don't think he suspected me to be in his presence this weekend when he was preparing a breakfast sandwich. Now, you're going to get two types of care when it comes to preparing such a sandwich. If I'm in the room, there's a certain type of care. And if I'm not in the room. Now, if I'm in the room, he's cleaning up after himself. If I'm not in the room, it's the opposite. If I'm in the room, he'll take the breakfast sandwich, the Jimmy Dean, and put it on a plate and put it in the microwave and heat it up. And then while it's still on the plate, he will then disassemble it so a certain way and put a particular condiment on it that he may like, or salt it or pepper it or whatever the fuck. Put it back together. And then if I'm in the room, he does that. And if I'm in the room, he's making sure that if he has left any traces of disaster, then that is taken care of. He didn't know I was in the room while he was preparing it. So what you then get is him knowing that I'm not there is he'll just take the Jimmy Dean out of the wrapper and he will put it into the microwave onto the spinny glass plate thing, take it out, set it on my counter where, you know, whatever is made up of the oils in the buttermilk fucking whatever the fuck it is for a bun is now leaving like an imprint of whatever is in there onto the countertop. He'll then squirt some squirt mayo on it. And now, and he's touching all this stuff and then he's touching the fridge. So now shit's getting everywhere. By the time it's all said and done, the biscuit has moved from the microwave to my counter to the other counter so he can then grab a napkin for some reason. I don't know why. And then I show up in there and there's spots of mayonnaise everywhere. Not to mention the disaster that is now on the fridge because he has to open and close the fridge to put the mayonnaise back, but it's on his hands too. So there's mayonnaise on the fridge. It's a fucking nightmare. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, and then I have the realization that this is as good as it gets. It can be no better than this. So then I clean up everything. And then that's the end of that. Corey says, family or not, this dude's disgusting. This dude's disgusting way of life is unacceptable. Absolutely. Absolutely. Corey says, clean up, clean yourself up or live someplace else. Right, right. I get that. I get that. And we've gotten to that point. We've actually had those discussions. And it's not going to change. So then I'm like, let's say he doesn't change, which he hasn't. Then do I actually kick him out of the house? Now we're getting into a whole new realm here. It is literally easier and less stressful to just clean up after him. I get less stress out of that than the stress I would get if I had to throw him out for leaving mayonnaise splotches everywhere. I think when you get down to brass tacks, the idea of kicking him out of the house over mayo on the fridge, it's, you can't make that large of a leap. You can't do it. Maureen's 100% right. You have to pick your battles, which you know you aren't going to kick him out. Right. And it would just be stressful, and it would turn the whole household upside down. And then we haven't even considered Pooh Bear here. Corey says the dude's going to put you in an early grave with the stress. No, not really. I don't sweat these moments too much. Being able to discuss them with you makes them more manageable. You know, kind of like having a sounding board. Once it leaves my brain, I don't get too pissed off about it. Corey says, yeah, what about the poop? Well, then I clean it up. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you have to also consider this. Okay. He's disabled. All right. His brain is fried. And that does factor into this. You can't really, I mean, if you were to see how much this guy just sits there and fucking talks to himself, you'd be like, oh boy, he's fucked up. Not only mentally, but physically. You know, his hands just don't work like yours and mine. He doesn't have any feeling in his hands. And then he kind of gets hyper-focused on making the sandwich. I would like to think that it is the disability that makes him do what he does. It makes me feel better because if I'm in the room, he cleans up his messes. So I think it's a little of column A, a little of column B. But at the end of the day, there is no way that I can have that hard and fast stance to, you know, treat him the way you are suggesting that I treat him, Corey. Corey says, but if this show didn't exist, fuck, man. You're more annoyed about him than I am. Bob says, mayo on the fridge, not that bad, but poo-poo on cabinets is another thing. Yes, you're right. But, yeah, I still can't get behind being like a warden around here. Chris says, if you're not throwing out the dogs for shitting on the rug, you certainly can't throw out the brother-in-law. This is true. Oh, my God. All right. Dad was over this weekend. My sweet pops for the Madison wedding shower festivities. This is how it is in our world. When there's a wedding shower, Pooh Bear has, well, her and I both have an army of friends, all girls, all right, who, oh my God, the blonde brigade is the absolute best. And they, like, figure out what they're going to make for food for this brunch type of wedding shower. I think that that's a thing. You got to like, have a brunch on a Saturday. That's the best way to do this, where you go ahead and everybody shows up, and then they're out by like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You're done. That's the way you do this. So 11 a.m. starts. They've got all these foods that are made by the Blonde Brigade, and I helped set up, and that was the thing. Pooh Bear said, look, I'm going to need some assistance. Can you help? And my answer was, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, of course. I can't wait to help. Yeah. So then I go, just tell me what to do. You got to go here. You got to pick this up and pick up some tables from Janine. And then you got to go to Costco. And you got to be there when they open. Yeah, okay. What time's that? 10 a.m. All right, I'll be there. What's going on? Yeah, you got to pick up the cake. And then you got to get a bag of ice from Costco and bring it back. Okay, I'm on it. Out the door, gone. Then Pooh Bear says, she goes, I'm stressing about our house because we weren't having it at our house. We're having it at this clubhouse. And I go, well, what's up? She goes, well, your brother and your dad are going to be at my house. I go, yeah. So the floor in that mudroom is very muddy. Can you scrub the floor? Can you get on your hands and knees and scrub the floor? And I go, well, yeah, I was going to do it anyway. I mean, that was on my list of things to do. I don't want anybody coming home, showing up here and seeing that. Now, they didn't even go in the room. They didn't even see it. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, man. So, Saturday, what day was it? Well, the event was Sunday. Yes. So Saturday, I'm like on my hands and knees scrubbing it, and it's perfect. You can eat off of it. Everything smells clean. She goes, this smells so good around here. I'm so lucky to have you. And I go, yeah, well, hey, you know, it's the least I could do. It's the least I could do. Come on now. You see, now, this is all maintenance. Everything that I have discussed with you is maintenance. With doing what I did to scrub the floor, cleaning up after the NFK. I'm telling you, man, it's harmony and bliss in this house. There is not a bad vibe that exists. Maureen says, do you have any pictures of your dad? Yeah, I might be able to send one along. I definitely did take pictures. I didn't get a picture. I'm not in a picture, I should say. But I took a picture of Dad and Joanne with my girls. Just got to send it to myself. Be able to share it with you. I know you've haven't heard from my father in quite some time as we have kind of stepped away from Dear Meathead. He sat down, and it's my brother Jim, myself, and my dad. And my dad had lunch. Joanne packed his lunch for him. It was adorable. But you got to give him a shot first, like an insulin shot, before he eats the food. You got to kind of do this. It's the way his system is, the way he's handling his diabetic system. So I went ahead, and then I give him his sandwich. He eats that, and then time passes, and he's looking at the lunch bag where the sandwich was, and he goes, what is this? I go, that's your lunch bag. This is like half an hour later. He goes, what for? I go, we put your, Joanne put your sandwich in there, your lunch that you ate. Because I gave him the sandwich and some carrots, some cherry tomatoes, and some cucumber slices. It was adorable. He ate it all. He goes, lunch? I go, yeah, your lunch. He goes, I ate lunch? Well, yeah. Yeah, you ate it here. You ate everything. He goes, I have no memory of this. He goes, my brain, it's like I can't remember anything. So he is constantly resetting. He is not aware no longer. He is no longer aware that he has dementia. He's just in this kind of like DVR that's, you know, records 10 minutes and then it deletes the previous 10 minutes. That is the spot that he is in right now. So, you know, we just, it's a lot of the same conversation over and over again. He wanted to know when I bought this house. When did you move here? I have never been here in my life. I go, no, you've been here about 4 or 5 times for various family events. I have. Yes. Oh. So the goal here is break the news to him gently so he doesn't get like so frustrated or humiliated or anything like that. You know, that's at least, I think, the page that everybody is on. I have never witnessed anybody express any type of frustration with our sweet meathead, who is 91 years old as of March 17th. Let's see here. This is, I thought I had a picture. Let me see if I can get this going. Picture of my sweet dad. There they are. There's the crew. Dad, Joanne, Madison, and Jackie. What a bunch. What a fun time. Maureen says, oh, that's sad. Chris says, I miss Meathead. I love listening back to the segments, especially the ones when he thought he had to be a character on BBL. Yeah, he sure did, didn't he? Chris says, fuck, we witnessed that with Kristen's grandmother yesterday. She turns 95 tomorrow. She asked us where the cake was from 3 times, where the cake was 3 times in 5 minutes. Eh, you know, it's one of those deals. He brings up Fear Bunker North. Now, there's no real realization that he sold it to me. He doesn't recall that. He does not recall going up there last year. He just starts asking me questions about it. He thinks something's going on, but he's not quite sure. And I'm like, yeah. You were up there last year, Dad. We had a good time, and we're going to go back this year. You and me and everybody. It's going to be awesome. He's like, oh, wow, I had no idea. Some of you folks, and your old pal EZ included, are trying to lose weight. And me, not so much. I'm trying to lose fat. And it's slow, but it's working. I think it's slow. I mean, my weight is not falling that quickly. I have an exercise plan in place where I've been lifting a lot of weight, and that might have something to do with it, push-ups and pull-ups. But let's update that. And by the way, this show runs till 11, 1 hour to on Mondays because of the workplace staff meeting. Despite the power being out at the radio station, I'll still be having the workplace staff meeting. So what I'll do is I'll finish up this first act of the show and then be back with you sometime around, I don't know, 12:40, 12:45 to continue the show. Boy, these glasses, I think they're sitting a little weird on my head. All right. I was at 182.9 last week. I'm down 0.9 to 182. Just 3 pounds lost in 4 weeks. That's a 0.75 a week average. Not that staggering, but healthy. It's supposed to take time. That way the weight loss sticks. Let me just say here that the only 2 people to lose any weight this week are boys. all of these women gained weight. Now, the only excuse I have to offer is for Rebecca, who the previous week, she dropped a lot of weight, but she is suggesting that she was dehydrated. That's what she said to me, because the previous week, she had dropped 4.5 pounds, and she thought that that was not realistic. So the number today is higher, but it still overall is still a good thing because, well, let me just get to the guys first, because the guys kicked all manner of ass. The women did not, but with the caveat of Rebecca, she gets a pass. Jeremy was down another 2.1 pounds, which means he has eclipsed 80 pounds lost. Think about that. 80 pounds lost. Find the heaviest thing in your home and lift it. It's not going to be 80 pounds. That's how much weight this guy has lost. And in his picture, I'll show it to you. He, you know, he takes the picture on the scale. And so he was like the first one to reach out to me today. On his picture on the scale. By the way, he also includes a picture of his sweet kitty. There's Jeremy, freshly shaved head with that rat trap beard of his and his sweet kitty. And then on the pic, the 254.6 is his weight right now. If you zoom in, you can see some titty here. Where is it? Yeah. So you can see his reflection there. And I can't see his root, but there is definitely some tit on this that is visible right in there. I think that is titty. So congratulations, though, at 254.6. That is exceptional. You have now dropped over 80 pounds. That is so great. In fact, the star on the Blubber Award goes to Jeremy. Again, in 29 weeks, he's lost 80.7 pounds for a 2.78 pound average. Okay, how many? There are 52 weeks in a year. So that means you're just over one half of a year. So if we were to go into the future, you will be at your one-year anniversary if you continue on this trend. You will have lost at your one-year anniversary 144.5 pounds. So that would be another 64 pounds in what you are down now. That would put you at 190.6. And my God. And I still think there's a chance that you can get away from this, get through this without any concerns about surgery on your skin, because some folks have to have skin removed. But you were fucked up, but I don't think you're as fucked up as that. And if you lift weights and fill out the space with muscle, you can be a jacked, chiseled pussy machine is what you can be. At 190.6 of jacked muscle, you're going to be like that guy, that black guy, putting banana peels on his face. Okay? You are going to be able to get such prime poon. All right? you're probably going to be able to get the type of poon that she's like a physician, like a medical doctor, bringing down six or seven bills a year. You won't even have to work. So in 1 year's time, you'll be able to quit your job, get tons of poon, fresh poon, and money. Then you won't have to drive truck anymore. That is because of this historic effort on your part in 29 weeks, losing 80.7 pounds. I'm not going to beat Rebecca up too badly because she did go up 2.9 pounds. In 10 weeks, she's lost 10 pounds for a 1 pound average. But like I said, that's deceiving because she lost 4.6 pounds the week before and she was ill. Jeremy says, "Hey, Doc, I lost 100 pounds in a year. Are you impressed? Want some bone?" All right. Now to our two idiots who suck at everything. Amanda has followed up some steady losses with a 2 pound gain. In the wrong direction, she goes from 293 to 295. That is a 2 pound gain, which means that her overall weight loss goes from 23.5 to 21.5 in 11 weeks' time, which changes her average to 1.95 pounds per week. Now, I'm not one to say there, that's okay. That is not okay. This is good. Every week that you waste, it's going to take so much time slowing you down. Jeremy says, too much keto cookie dough. We don't know. She didn't give me any details, and I don't want the details. The only thing I give her credit for is not giving me a 3-page email about why this happened. Let's take a look at the numbers on our other dumpster fire, Nikki. Last week, she was only down 0.6. I don't even think I got an update from her last week. She says she's going to start sending it on Sunday nights. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Because this last week, she went from 244.1 to 246.2. That is a 2.1 gain back into the disgusting zone. That means that her 23.5 pounds lost drops down to 21.4 in 10 weeks. Changing her average to 2.14 pounds a week lost. All right. So what we have there is the bitch patrol gained 7 pounds. The dudes lost 3. Are you women that easily defeated? Is that all it takes? What a bunch of idiots. The guys clearly have this figured out. Corey even said women are weak. My God. You're going to take that from Corey? He wrote, women are weak and give in easily. You know, I don't necessarily agree with that. But don't you get tired of having these types of attacks made on you because of your horrible performances? Come on. 7 pounds? Jeez, you're messing up the hard work that Jeremy and I are doing. Our net average, our net number of pounds lost went up because of you pigs. Jeremy lost 2.1. I lost 0.9. That's 3. But our net goes up 4 pounds because you wildebeest. Gotta eat. God damn. What a pain in the ass. This is ridiculous. Jeremy writes yet again, men better than women. What do you Yetis have to say for yourselves? God. By the time this is all said and done, Jeremy's going to lose 140 and the rest of you are going to gain it. Jeremy rubs your nose in shit with this comment. Y'all think I spend my day not hungry? I'm hungry constantly. It's called willpower, ladies. Jeez. It's this type of dedication, lack of dedication, that keeps you from earning more than men. Corey says, sea cows washed up on the beach. Oh, my God. This has to hurt. Come on. Holy shit, that's terrible. All right, back to the drawing board. It is the fat-a-thon, and it continues. Good luck this week to everyone. Amy says, I think it's more difficult for women to lose weight. We don't have the testosterone levels that help burn fat. No, it doesn't work that way, dummy. It goes to calories in, calories out. All right? It's willpower. If you don't eat as much and you burn more, you will lose weight. Each pound of fat, calorically, like if you were to burn a pound of fat, that's 3,500 calories, known as kcals. Lowercase kcals, that's what they're known as. 3,500 calories. So, if you ran minus 500 a day, the math works out. Times 7 days, you will lose a pound. Corey says you don't even have to stop eating what you like. Just find a healthy alternative and go for a walk. Yeah, if you boil it down, you actually, with the amount of food that you eat or the amount of calories you burn, your best bet is to count the calories. I think counting calories actually works because then you're keeping track in a notepad or on your note taker on your phone how many calories that you've eaten. And then you're avoiding sugar. You're avoiding the fatty food. You're going a lot of protein, the right proteins. You're avoiding the saturated fats if you are getting the protein, which there is a way to do that. You just got to fucking read and try. A lot of fruits and vegetables, not a lot of carbs, a lot of water, some fruit, not much, a lot of sugar and fruit. That's it. Chris says, easy is still losing weight and he's old. No testosterone left. Exactly. Unbelievable. Thanks as always to the sponsors, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. There is a trusted place to get your vehicles repaired. Now, this is how it's going to go. Okay, if you have a problem with, let's just say, you need an oil change. And you take your car to Irvine's. When they reach back out to you, they're going to have looked over every single portion of that car. And they're going to say to you, hey, I know you're in for an oil change, but we've got some things that need addressing. Yellow light, red light. These three things are yellow light. Transmission fluid, motor coolant, and your brakes. This is red light, wheel alignment. You need that taken care of right now. So don't be surprised when that happens. And why they do that is because it's going to save you money in the long run. If you can get that alignment taken care of right then, you're going to save yourself on a set of tires, or damage to your other portions of your vehicle that control your steering and whatnot. So that's what it's like when you reach out to Irvine's. All right, you get the full thing. 616-532-6600. There are times when they say, you can't pick it up until you let us fix it. It's that bad. I've had that happen. And then I'm thankful that they do it. It's because of them that my 22-year-old truck is in tip-top shape. Thank you. 616-532-6600. They've got free loaner cars for you to use. Their website is ervines.com. ervines.com in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. When it comes to healthcare, some of you may have to get your health insurance through the healthcare marketplace. You know, Obamacare. A lot of times it's people who are working but their bosses don't offer health insurance. Or they're in between jobs, perhaps. Or they own their own business, like your old pal EZ. Now, you could do it yourself. You could go to that website, healthcare.gov, and hunt and peck your way through it and figure out the form. Or you could have Frank do it for you from anywhere in the U.S. for free. That's right. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com to get started today. He is also a Medicare specialist if you're getting ready to take advantage of that. Or get your Social Security planning. Hey, I'm going to retire in 6 months. I don't know the first thing about this. What do I do? Frank will help you. buyinsurancehere.com. He'll help you set all that up. Or let's say you need a life insurance policy, and I highly recommend that you do. That was my dad's business that he was in for the longest time, and he got me to purchase life insurance, and I have kept doing that. In fact, I got it from Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Folks, that is the first part of today's show. Okay? The rest of it will be after I get done with the radio staff meeting for Q100. So I will be back here on Twitch. If you're watching right now on Facebook and YouTube, in order to get that show, you got to follow me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live and just follow along and you're good to go. Also, I have a Patreon. Ben and I have a Big Fraud Thursday coming up this week where we will do Who Are These Free Beers and another round of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That happens Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern is when it gets started. You can go to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/Eric Zane, and sign up for a free 7-day trial. patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to say hello, reach out to me on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Eric@ericzaneshow.com for any correspondence, thoughts, concerns, questions, story leads. If you are reading a great story and you want to share it with me, you can send it there. Advertising inquiries, Eric@ericzaneshow.com. That's the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Even hate mail. I'll take your hate mail there too. But that's it for this first act of the show. All right, that is act one of the podcast. Act two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.